bored, exhausted, restless, probably describes how a lot of Michigan's kids are feeling. They have been stuck at home for nearly 2 months now since the COVID-19 outbreak sent everyone home. 1.5 million young people in Michigan are adjusting to this new normal. And today we wanted to talk to two of them. Kate Weiser is a sophomore at Community High School in Ann Arbor, and Scarlett London is with us well. She is a ninth grader at Community. Kate, Scarlett, nice to have you on Stateside. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's very exciting.
So, you know, right when schools closed down, we set up a hotline at Michigan Radio for you guys to call. And Kate and Scarlett, you both called a lot to talk about how your life has really changed. And I wanted to ask you to tell a little bit about what's different for you these days. Kate, can we start with you?
My family were being my parents are being pretty strict about like what we can and can't do. It's pretty much all inside. So we can like walk around the neighborhood, but that's pretty much it. And even like being outside on walks, it's nice to be outside, but like you don't even really see other people.
Yeah. Scarlett, what about you? Are you getting out of the house at all?
Well, I have been going on walks a lot, either with my family or by myself, but my parents are also being very strict about it. It's basically every time we leave the house, we're wearing a mask, we wash our hands before and after. We're also getting groceries delivered now. We go out sometimes, but we went to the Arb once or twice to take a walk.
The Arboretum, yeah.
Yes, and my parents were crazed by how many people were out there just with no protection or hanging out in large groups. So definitely made them nervous. And I think that from now on, we're just sticking to walks around the neighborhood.
What do you notice when you're out walking and you see other people? What do you notice about just how people are with each other?
Walking around my neighborhood, I saw a huge group of girls. Like I counted and there were 10 girls who I knew. One of them lives in the neighborhood and I know her from there. And then it was like all of her friends from her school, and like none of them had masks on. They weren't social distancing and they were just like walking through the neighborhood. It was wild to see, honestly. I was like, I haven't seen anybody in, I think this happened like 2 weeks ago. So I haven't seen anybody in 5 weeks and you're walking around with 10 of your closest friends.
Wow.
Scarlett, have you observed anything different in just how people interact with each other in your neighborhood?
Well, I think that our neighborhood is actually being pretty careful about it. Every time I'm on a run or on a walk, everybody tries to stay as far away from each other as possible. But I have witnessed a couple of people hanging out that don't live together. And, you know, on the one hand, it kind of makes me mad because I worry for what, like if they're spreading the disease. But on the other hand, like I can't really help but feel envious because that's literally all I want to do right now is hang out with my friends.
When you are able to talk with friends on chats or text messages, do you find yourselves talking about the same things that you would have talked about before COVID-19? Scarlett, what about you?
I would say we try to. We try to talk about normal life, kind of take a break from the whole quarantine thing. But I've been FaceTiming my camp friends more and more. And, you know, there's really this huge if about whether or not camp is going to happen this year. And it's really not looking good. So we have been talking about what it will feel like if camp does get canceled. I've been going since fourth grade, and it's one of the most important things in my life. You know, every time I have a bad day during the school year, I always think to myself, oh, but camp's only however many months away. And the thought of not going is hard to process.
Kate, tell me about what your conversations are like.
Mine are actually pretty much with everybody. We're talking about what's going to happen next. When is the stay-at-home order going to end? Like, what is it even going to mean when it ends? Like, my close friends and I, like, we're pretty, like, we want to have control over situations. So, like, we just try to talk it out as much as possible. Like, what's going to happen next? Like, what's going on? Like, so being in, like, the unknown is, like, really strange. So we just talk about it all the time, which probably isn't great.
You know, my husband has this theory that today's parents are raising a generation of kids that either will only interact and socialize online or will only interact and socialize in person because of everything that's happening during COVID-19. Which camp do you think you'd be in after all this is over?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I really want to see my friends. I think that human interaction is a very important part of my life, and kind of not having that has definitely been hard. But I do want to make sure that when I am able to see my friends, I want to take all of the precautions and make sure that I'm staying safe, I guess.
Yeah. Scarlett, I think your dad works in the medical community, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He's a neurologist at the U of M hospital.
Is he still going into work?
Yes. So every 2 weeks, I think it's 1 week on and then 2 weeks off. So every week that he's in the hospital, he's on the in-hospital consult service, which means that he's seeing patients in the hospital that are there for other reasons that happen to develop neurological problems while they're there. So he has actually been seeing a lot of COVID patients, I think one or two every day.
What's it like having him going into the office at a time when everybody's being told to stay home?
Yeah, well, it's kind of scary for us because we're all like kind of living in this fear of this disease, and then he's just going right in and seeing them just like that. So it's definitely been a stressor for us, but he's taking all of the precautions, and the hospital's doing a really great job at organizing everything so that there's always enough equipment for everybody. So yeah, it hasn't been too bad.
I wanted to ask both of you a question about just how you're dealing with the confinement within your families. First of all, can I ask both of you, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a younger brother.
One younger brother. How about you, Scarlett?
I also have one younger brother.
What are you doing to keep the peace these days?
I think that developing routines for us is really important, so that we all know when everybody has their Zoom call, and we all kind of have separate work areas that we have kind of different parts of the house. So we've been trying to stay out of each other's way as much as we can.
When people in your family are maybe getting on each other's nerves, what are the points of contention? Is it like about what's going to be for dinner, or what's, you know, who's got control of the Netflix queue at any given moment?
I think mostly it's getting in each other's way. It was definitely hard at first to maneuver all of the schoolwork and just moving around the house and while everybody's on their different calls all at once. So
how are you handling doing schoolwork when at a time when there are basically no grades involved? And a lot of the regular rules are just sort of non-existent.
Yeah. For me, it has definitely made me realize that I just do most of the, like most of my classes, I'm just working on stuff for a grade. Like my two English classes are really the only classes where I'm like, this is something that I'm passionate about and I'm doing it because I want to do really well, versus like my other classes, I'm like, oh, I'm doing this just so I can get an A. And it's really hard to like find the motivation to keep doing the work when it's only pass fail.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Scarlett? Is that something you're struggling with too?
Actually, no. I think that for me, it's about the opposite. I'm not really passionate about schoolwork, but I feel like I need it to stay like productive. I think that the school's done a great job of giving us just enough work where we have something that we can wake up every day, do something, and feel like we got something done. And I think that it's been enough to make me get out of bed in the morning. So I think it's a good motivator.
I remember hearing that in Georgia, there was this moment where the governor said, we're not going to be doing any driver's ed testing.
Oh, my God.
If you have your learner's permit, you now have a driver's license.
What?
That was crazy.
I believe
heard
that's since
that,
been
and I was
revoked.
Like, that's bananas.
But...
oh, my gosh. Because I actually did driver's ed while I was in quarantine because I was scheduled to take it in March, I think. So we just had this giant Zoom call with everybody, and it was pretty rough, I will say. There were a lot of technical difficulties.
Wait, so Have you done your practical hours yet, Scarlett?
No. We don't know when the test is going to be. We don't know when we're going to get to do our rides with our instructor. We don't know when we're going to get to do our actual driving. So it's a huge question mark because we learned all of this stuff and then who knows when we're going to take the test, you know?
Are you bummed about that?
Yeah, super bummed. I really want my permit, but it's not looking like that's actually going to end up happening till probably next year.
Well, I mean, this would be a fabulous time, I guess, to practice when there aren't a lot of people on the road. But on the upside, it's not like there's anywhere to go at the moment.
Right. Yeah. I mean, my parents have taken me to some parking lots and we've driven around the neighborhood, but I still can't get my permit until I take the test and drive with the instructor and all that. So,
you know, high school is a time when a lot of people are trying to figure out what their deal is. You know, who's really a good friend to them, what kind of friend they want to be, all the questions about what you should do after graduation and what you should do with the rest of your life. And among other things, COVID-19 has really kind of interrupted that process for a lot of people. Do you feel like you're very stuck in the moment right now?
Definitely. You know, I think that there's always a sense of FOMO, fear of missing out, that comes with high school. And now that's just kind of completely vanished.
Well, it's interesting you say fear of missing out isn't really a thing. My daughter's a lot younger, but sometimes I see her, if she figures out that a couple of her friends are on a chat and she's not on it, she just loses it because she feels like she's missing that moment with them. But Scarlett, you're saying that that's not really what you're experiencing right now?
I feel like once we go back, I think that all of our relationships, or at least my relationships, it kind of feels like they're just going to pick up where they left off. But who really knows, you know?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, I'm feeling FOMO more as a general, I'm missing my high school experience, basically. I feel pretty lucky because I'm not a junior or a senior. I don't have to do college visits right now. I'm not supposed to be taking any big tests right now. At our high school, juniors go to prom, so I'm not missing prom. But I feel in a greater sense I'm missing out on being able to feel the changing seasons with my friends, sitting out on our school lawn eating lunch. I'm feeling I'm missing out on way more.
Right. I completely agree. I think that the FOMO is kind of more about the high school experience, like Kate said. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the end of my freshman year, and I won't really get to experience what that feels like at a new school. But I don't really feel like I'm missing too much because I still have 3 more years to go. Like Kate said, I really feel bad for the seniors and the juniors who are missing a lot of these memorable high school moments right now.
Is there any particular music or movies or books that are kind of getting you through this right now?
I've been listening to a lot more music. I've been listening to a lot of kind of summery songs that kind of make your mood go up, I guess. I listened to a lot of that stuff while I was at camp, so it kind of reminds me of summer and being with your friends and dancing in the rain and all that stuff that we used to do during summer.
It's funny, I hadn't really thought about the context of summer jams, but the music that people usually play when they're hanging out or, you know, cooking out or partying or something is going to sound a little different right now. Kate, what about you? What's on your playlist right now?
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of indie, I guess, light, airy, happy music. And then also TikTok songs. I'll get songs off of TikTok, which is I feel kind of goofy, but I'll hear some music on TikTok and I'll be oh, I'm adding this to my playlist. I've also been watching a lot of old YouTube videos from when I was younger that I watched and playing old video games. And it's it's very nostalgic. It's a very nostalgic time for me.
What era of YouTube videos? What kind of stuff?
Okay. So we'll totally take
into account that this is your childhood.
Yes.
Your childhood list.
Yes. I used to watch Minecraft YouTube videos all the time when I was younger. And there are these two, like, the people that I watch the most, there are these two, like, women who live in England, and they're, like, sisters, and they play together. And I just think it's so happy and, like, so entertaining. So I've been watching their, like, old series that they did together, and it's so nice.
It's like the streaming game equivalent of comfort food.
Yeah, it is. I think that that's something that people have been going back to a lot, actually. Like, people are getting out their old, like, video game platforms. Like, I got out my old 3DS, too, and I think it's just kind of, like, this reach for, like, comfort, like you said.
A simpler time.
Mm-hmm, a simpler time.
Just one last question for both of you. Can you feel yourself getting ready for a long haul with this? Kate, well, could you answer the question first?
I don't know. I'm trying to look for, like, versus, like, oh, how long is this going to last? I'm trying to look for more, like, what are, like, the things that I can look forward to? Like, what are some benchmarks that I can look forward to? Versus, like, how long is this social distancing thing going to last? Like, stuff like that.
Scarlett, how about you?
I agree entirely. The thing that I've been thinking about most is what I have to look forward to. So I'm trying to sort of mentally prepare myself for the idea that we're going to be in the house for longer, for months or weeks more. But I think that routines, like developing routines, have definitely played an important role. I think, like, at the beginning of quarantine, I was super kind of bummy. I was just laying in bed watching movies all day. And I think that getting outside more and exercising and forming routines has kind of helped me come to terms with the fact that we could very possibly be in quarantine for a lot longer. But having something to look forward to, I mean, whether it's camp or if camp doesn't happen, then, you know, next year seeing all my friends again, I think that that's the most important thing that I'm thinking about.
Scarlett London is a ninth grader at Community High in Ann Arbor, and Kate Weiser is a sophomore at Community. And we've been speaking to them, of course, from their homes. Ladies, thanks a lot for talking with us. We appreciate it, and I hope you're hanging in there.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, April.